Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, presidential candidate for National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, Kenny Hodge, with a synopsis or a summary of up-to-date contract updates. First, I'd like to say I hope everyone in the mail handler craft is aware that we are currently in negotiations for our new national agreement. What I want to do today is give you condensed versions of information that is posted on the National Postal Mail Handlers webpage. I invite you to go there and read it yourself. I'm going to attempt to do due diligence to it by bringing the information to those of you who are not visiting that page, but I want to say you really need to. Now, the contract talks, what happens is President Hourigan and Secretary Treasurer Hora, they post these excerpts, so to speak. And to date, there are 2022 contract updates. So while we have individuals negotiating our contract, the headquarters is putting out summaries of what's going on. So those of us that want to follow the process, they're making it available. First, let me say to you that the negotiation team for this year, let's bring the players out. The negotiation team consists of our national president, Hourigan, secretary treasurer, Michael Hora, manager of contract administration department, Teresa Harmon. Then you've got National Contract Administration Department representatives, Neil Ryan, Thomas Ruther, and Eugene Horton, the judge. And then the legal team from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union General Counsel's Office. Now, so again, you've got, you know, creme de la creme, as we like to say. You've got the CAD, you've got your president and the treasurer. And then you've got a legal department also. The post office management will be represented by the Vice President of Labor Relations, Thomas J. Blum, and Chief Spokesperson, Patrick M. Devine, as well as heads of other representatives and other legal counsels. So this is the playing field. These are the people who have the voice that's going to echo what it is, the membership already requested. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to remember now, if you go back to June and earlier, they put, the National put out opened up an opportunity for members to express some of the things that they want to see renegotiated or updated in the contract. And let me say this to you also, while I'm doing this podcast, the only reference I'm using are the contract update talks that I procured from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union homepage. Okay, so that's the only reference that I'm going to use. The field negotiating committee, they had meetings in February. Again, as they try to put together or put the best team on the field as they try to get your input, solicit your input, so when it's time for negotiations, they have a solid agenda of what it is they want to put on the table at the post office. Now, our current NASA agreement is set to expire on September 20th, 2022. The goal is to obtain a tentative NASA agreement subject to members' ratification by that date. But previous rounds of bargaining have often been extended to allow the parties to come to meetings to finalize their collaborations. However, if no final agreement is reached and the parties reach impasse, there are alternative dispute resolution procedures to determine the changes to the NASA agreement through final and binding interest arbitration. So now, while those subjects are being fully discussed, the union will then develop and present its economic proposals. those which directly impact wages, benefits, premiums, and differentials. More specifically, the parties will treat Articles 9 and 21 as the key economic provisions, but will also include parts of Article 26, clothing allowance, and Article 8, night differential and Sunday premium pay in the focused economic discussion. So that was a quick update from contract update number one. So now you know who the players are, and you understand that they have been collecting your information as well as other information so they can put together a strong agenda that's going to better serve the craft. Now, while we're talking about better serving the craft, back in June, in fact, June 22nd, representatives from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union negotiation team and the U.S. Postal Service met for the first session of main table bargaining at Postal Service headquarters in Washington, D.C. Both groups entered into the meeting with sincere optimism for positive and productive negotiations in the upcoming sessions. The purpose of this meeting, at this early stage of the proceedings, is to introduce and explain all of the parties' official bargaining positions. Now, both parties are eager to represent their proposed changes to the current contract. Acting in his capacity of chief spokesperson for the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, National President Mr. Hirogoyan reiterated some of the changes that the union will seek in the new contract. Fixing the broken wage scale for new career employees that worsens with every cost of living adjustment. Addressing the issues surrounding mail handler assistance, including conversions, pay, and insurance. Curtailing subcontracting, outsourcing, and privatization. I could do a series of show on just that issue. Minimizing the use of temporary supervisors and other unnecessary details. Now, again, this is just some of the things that our national president reiterated that they want to seek in this new contract. And you might ask yourself, and again, I'm still using contract update number two at this point as my reference. And one of the sessions in there, they asked the question, what's next? Main table negotiations will continue. Well, they have continued this past June. They started June 29th, when representations of the post office and the mail handler union will meet at the mail handler's headquarters for a full day of presenting and explaining proposals to amend the national agreement. Now, at that time, both parties hope to begin their discussions on the host of topics with a full exchange of ideas. The parties want to form several subcommittees, which will meet in their own sessions. These meetings are off the record and focus on particular portions of the national agreement, considering any related proposals as a group. Several committees have been formed, including subcommittees on Article 11, holidays, Article 12, principles of seniority, posting, and reassignment, Article 32, subcontracting, mail handler assistance, and memorandum of understandings and letters of intent. So they've got subcommittees working on some of these major issues right now. Now, the third update coming out about contract bargaining. On June 29th, 2022, representatives from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union negotiation team and the U.S. Postal Services, they met for the first session of main table bargaining at the mail handlers headquarters in the AFL-CIO building in Washington, D.C. Both groups returned to the bargaining table, hoping to continue the spirit of positive cooperation that has been established in previous sessions. Now, during the second meeting, the mail handler negotiation team presented their first set of proposed changes to the current language in the 2019 National Agreement. Representatives of the post office were given opportunity to ask questions and to clarify why any points of the mail handler proposal that they and clarify any points of the mail handler proposal that they might not have understood. The proposals presented by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union were extensive and aimed to improve the quality of work for every mail handler submitted. Amendments included. Now, amendments submitted by the post office included a memorandum of understanding on dignity and respect, updating non-discrimination policy. That would be Article 2. I speak often about that. Updating the MOU regarding deaf and hard of hearing mail handlers. Greater protection and privileges for mail handler assistants. A more efficient and effective overtime policy. Better regulations of management use of 204Bs. Okay, now during the coming weeks, and this again took place June 29th, both the post office and the mail handlers, acting through various committees, will address these issues and further discuss these new proposals. Now, again, I've already told you who's at the table. Let's be attentive to that. We've got our president, secretary, treasurer, and we've got CAD and other representatives from the legal department. And then again, we say, what's next? Well, July 29th was their next meeting. And both on and off the record sessions and off the record committee meetings will be routinely scheduled throughout the summer. Behind the scenes, the mail handler negotiation team will be caucusing consistently to ensure that all the issues and proposals being prioritized in these rounds are carefully considered. So if we move right on to the fourth update in a six update series that we're covering on this podcast, you'll see that the concept of collective bargaining is at the heart of organized labor. By the turn of the 20th century, American laborers utilized their bargaining power as a primary tool for economic justice. Though management utilized vast and powerful resources, the ability to bargain collectively provided labor with a powerful tool to fight back. Now, you got to understand that in 1935, as part of the New Deal program, I'm taking you back on a quick history lesson, but again, my references are the same references that headquarters put out for members to read and stay in touch. So in 1935, as part of the New Deal program, President Franklin D. Roosevelt ensured the passage of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, sometimes referred to as the Wagner Act. Its passage explicitly granted workers the right to collective bargaining. However, by 1947, the American government had passed the Taft-Hartley Act, which vastly curtailed the collective bargaining power of organized labor. So despite that setback, in 1962, there was another extension done by President Kennedy. He issued Executive Order 10988, which first granted federal employees a right to collective bargaining rights. Now, you have to also keep in mind that the brain trust, and I like to call them creme de la creme because I know those names of people that are on the committee up there, and I want to say inside our National Postal Mail Handlers Union as an entity, yes, we have the best of the best representing right now. So if the post office and the mail handlers fail to come to an agreement on the tentative agreement, or if it's rejected by the membership, then there's other options, but the most popular of these options is for both parties to settle on dispute resolution procedures on their own. If the legal team cannot agree on procedures to resolve their dispute, this activates another provision in the PRA. So, if we continue using the references provided by headquarters, let's keep the conversation moving right ahead in using the reference contract update number 5. Now, again, after almost 1 month bargaining between the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the Postal Service continues in full force. As of now, mail handlers and the post office have met for 5 main table bargaining sessions and numerous subcommittee meetings. To date, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union has presented the Postal Service with over 70 proposed changes to the national agreement ranging from Article 1 through 17, 24, and 26. These proposals aim to address many of the issues that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union is determined to address in the new agreement. These include the use of 204Bs, MHA issues, and subcontracting or outsourcing. The negotiation team is confident that these proposed changes addresses the prevailing issues that affect all mail handlers. Now, the negotiation team has also received a few proposals on behalf of the Postal Service management. While these changes are few in comparison with what the National Postal Mail Handlers Union negotiation team has submitted, they embody the changes that management hopes to implement. Of utmost importance to the negotiation team are addressing issues for 204Bs. A preponderance of the proposals submitted by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union hope to curb the use of 204Bs and to prevent inexperienced and newly hired MHAs from attaining 204B status in their first year. Similarly, the negotiation team has suggested that the use of group leaders within the mail handler craft be increased in order to reduce the use of 204Bs. I'm going to use as a reference subcontract update number 5, and I'm not going to add any color commentary to it, but I'm just going to lay it out to the members, and I hope some of the things that I'm reading to you motivate you or pique your interest enough that you would go to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union homepage and become active on that page. Look at what's going on. Look at the decisions that are affecting your career. You can take a part in it. So, similarly, the negotiation team has prioritized proposing affecting MHAs and recently converted full-time career employees, including better pay and the repair of the wage scales that have adversely affected mail handlers, that have adversely affected MHAs and those on the lower end of the wage scale. As the National Postal Mail Handler Union gathers in Denver for its delayed but not denied national convention, main table bargaining has temporarily been suspended. However, even as key national officers gathered in Denver, subcommittees and off-the-record negotiations continue. Although President Hurogian is simultaneously serving as the chair of the National Convention and the National Postal Mail Handlers Union chief spokesperson in bargaining, he remains intimately involved in the details of the contract negotiation. Similarly, the entire negotiation team is committed to continuing bargaining at full force. And now, as we move into the last reference for this podcast, which is contract update number 6. This covers the period up to August 23rd. As the National Postal Mail Handlers officers return to Washington, D.C. after a productive national convention, our bargains are eager to return to the negotiation table. Throughout the convention, members of the negotiation team have been working behind the scenes to continue bargaining. The end of the convention created an opportunity to resume bargaining at the main table. On August 17th, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union negotiation team returned to postal headquarters to resume main table negotiations, where it delivered Article 32 proposals to the United States Postal Service representatives. The first day, the mail handlers hosted USPS at its headquarters in the AFL-CIO building, where both parties further discussed the National Postal Mail Handlers Union proposals and their finer details. As the National Postal Mail Handlers Union negotiation team attempts to reach an agreement on contract language governing work rules and operational matters and main table operation discussions, U.S. Postal Service representatives are calling for the referral of these proposals to be much lengthier and bureaucratic process for approving committee proposals. They're trying to delay bargaining by pushing these proposals all the way to the highest ranking official in the Postal Service has stalled negotiations at the main table. Subcommittees also seem to be stalled as management shows a fundamental lack of understanding of National Postal Mailhandlers Union's proposals, often belaboring the same point even after a contrary understanding has been reached. Combined with stagnation at the main table, it suggests that the USPS fundamentally misunderstands the National Postal Mailhandlers Union's proposals and position. Perhaps even more problematic, when the mailhandlers come to the main table session or numerous subcommittee meetings, it is unsure who has the authority to reach agreements on some of the issues being discussed. As the Postal Service tries to refer proposals to the economic table, its negotiation team seems less and less able or willing to reach any tentative agreement. Because as a contract deadline approaches, with 30 days remaining until September 20th, the National Postal Mailhandlers Union hopes that the United States Postal Service will be open to discussing more options at the main table and agree upon subcommittees, as well as being more forthcoming and transparent as the parties strive to reach agreements on subsidiary issues. And let me say, most people do not get involved. I'm sorry. That's just the nature of the beast. So I'm going to continue trying to persuade you to get involved by giving you information on my podcast that is intended to drive you to the National Postal Mailhandlers Union webpage. Because let me say this to mailhandlers. You will be amazed if you follow some of these issues that headquarters negotiates for us. If you follow some of them, you'll be amazed at how much quality input you really have that you should share with our union headquarters officials. But you have to get involved. And I want to say to you, if you're in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, I'm going to stay involved enough for all of you. As always, the National Postal Mailhandlers Union negotiation team will strive to do what is best for the National Postal Mailhandlers Union, the Postal Service, and the American mailing public. I've taken about 25 minutes of your time. Hopefully, I've given you a condensed version of what's going on in our contract negotiations right now. Let's have a great day. And this was Kenny Hodge on the podcast, bringing you contract updates 1 through 6. And I will continue to keep you abreast of some of the changes going on in the contract negotiations right now.